Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Spotify Green Room. It's a live audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. You can talk to others, fans, athletes, insiders in real time. It's perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to breaking news. Share experiences on the app. All you gotta do is download the Spotify Green Room app. It's free in the iOS App Store or Google Play Store. Create a profile, link your Twitter, and join any type of league or group. And come in with the spiciest takes. Check it out, folks. Spotify Green Room. All right, guys. Welcome to our Pit Panther Rants, another sports rants podcast. This is a special podcast. I'm podcasting from my car. I haven't done a podcast while driving probably, I don't know, maybe 2 years. Maybe longer. I think, you know, maybe less. I'm sorry, but I'm moving my phone around. Because I have my my daughter's thing where I'm trying to, where they tell us to basically write our child's name and number on a piece of paper so they know which one to grab, you know, to put in our car. But, yeah, my youngest and my, actually, all three of my kids started today. And my two younger ones were in elementary school, and we were in a kid drop-off for about a good, I'd say almost 90 minutes. I mean, I was contemplating getting emotional dropping them off because, you know, it's been so long. You know, because, you know, this whole you know pandemic and being home with them for 2 years and reflecting, and all I can say is all that went away the moment I was in pretty much in the carpool lane for about a good 90 minutes. I was over this shit. I mean, I was ready just to say, hey, you know, take them, fuck it. Yeah, it was a very unpleasant experience. And right now, I'm in the kid pickup. I'm in the carpooling now, picking them up. And it looks like it's going to be a while as well. It usually always is the first few days of the school. But we have COVID now. We have the whole, you know, the screening and the, you know, dropping, you know how it goes. All the fun stuff. Well, COVID isn't exactly fun. All the screening and stuff isn't a lot of fun. I mean, of course, it's not totally fun. But, you know, I found out my oldest, you know, when I dropped him off, he had to have gold shirts on, or yellow shirts, whatever. They said gold, they said yellow, but they look like more like gold, and, well, I took care of that. And that's that. You know, and of course, you know, the turn lane's backed up here because this person wants to make a turn. Now they can't turn around here because they're screwed. And it's because the truck behind me is on my, you know, I'm not blocking, so it's not my problem. You know, it's the school pickup thing, you know. Really, all these people are going to do is make the turn into here and cut through all the parking lots and almost hit people. So, really, we're doing them a favor. I don't know. So, I did manage to get my oldest some gold shirts or yellow, whatever you want to call it. Yingling is in Houston. So, I went to the grocery store and sure enough, it was there. I mean, I saw that it was in stock at HEB yesterday, and I drove the HEB to see if the Yuengling was there. It wasn't. But today, and I went to Kroger, and lo and behold, they were all there. The cans or the bottles. I got the bottles because I'm not going to drink a whole lot of it. So, later tonight, I'm probably going to have a bottle of Yuengling because of how this clusterfuck is. And this person right here wants to hit me, so whatever. Oh, wow. And we got some badass people. And this lady is calling her a B word and all kind of stuff. But luckily this van was able to get in the lane and what did she do? Oh yeah, she cut off a whole bunch of people in the other lane. So that's what you gotta love about the carpool lanes. A lot of cussing, a lot of people cutting people off. But yeah, later on I'm probably gonna have some Yuengling. And let's see, in the sports news today, we have well, the pit news. Let's see, Paris Ford was cut from the Rams. I mean, if you guys saw that viral clip last week of him, there was a viral clip of him getting pretty much burnt really bad in a preseason game, and you pretty much knew that, what was going to happen. And he was going to meet his destiny of getting cut. I mean, when you get burned on a tackle like that, I mean, he really got faked out pretty bad. He basically knew that. Pitt Basco released their non-conference schedule. I'm sure Duquesne's not on it, and I'm sure we're going to hear about it too.
Oh, they're not scheduled Duquesne. Oh, Lord.
They're afraid of Duquesne. Well, they might be afraid of Duquesne. Who knows? I mean, I don't know why they won't schedule them anymore all of a sudden. Can't tell you. Other fun things. Let's see. What else is going on? Well, the Steelers obviously are in preseason. There's a big emotional. The backup quarterback position debate is getting pretty emotional for some people, especially on social media. I mean, you got some people in I guess the media that are really bought into this. I mean, and people in the stands obviously are emotional about it because supposedly they booed Mason Rudolph when he was taking the field. I mean, I'm a big fan of Dwayne Haskins. I would like to see him get the backup job, but I don't think he's going to. The backup job isn't so much who's more talented, who has more upside. It's basically who the Steelers trust with the offense if Ben's hurt. So do you stick with Mason Rudolph or do you go with Haskins? Do you trust Haskins? Because Haskins supposedly didn't work out in Washington. He was a high draft pick, and supposedly he had focus issues where he just wasn't bought in. And does he keep the? But he looks a lot better this preseason. But does he keep the same focus if he gets the backup job, or does he go back to playing Xbox or whatever he's doing? I don't know. But, I mean, it all depends. I mean, I think Mason Rudolph eventually, I guess, will ultimately get the backup job. And who knows, maybe they keep Haskins for a third, for third string. Or maybe they just cut him and maybe Haskins gets a, maybe, this is, he goes and signs somewhere else. Who knows? Because neither one of these guys is going to succeed Ben when he retires. And Ben supposedly looks a lot better. He looks healthier. And if Ben has a good season and he stays healthy, Ben might keep playing. He may go the Tom Brady route and just play for as long as he can. I mean, he may play past his 40s or up until maybe around 40. I mean, Drew Brees was, I think, 41 when he retired. Of course, Drew probably should have retired a year before, but he was Jordan's last year was hurt as well, and he never, you know, it was age. I mean, he just wasn't going to recover from whatever he had, and you could tell by his throws he just wasn't there. You know, it just, his magic ran out. But I guess I should talk about my conference predictions, because this is coming up. I mean, I'm going to give you guys a cliff notes. Let's see. In the Big Ten, I do like... I'm going to stick with Ohio State. I mean, I could go with Penn State. Penn State's bringing on the new coordinator in. Because the last one didn't work out. But the thing is with Penn State is they were 4-5 last year, and I think what ultimately hurt Penn State was they didn't have the luxury of having that non-conference schedule where they can play, I guess, a bunch of nobodies for the most part and then go into Big Ten play. Because they've always loved doing that. They love being up Buffalo or whatever MAC team, and then go into the Big Ten schedule where they're broken in. Here they dove right into conference play, and they just, you know, they really didn't recover. I mean, they finished 4-5, and teams they beat for the most part were mediocre, I believe. The Big Ten, I mean, Ohio State obviously is replacing Justin Fields, but still they're Ohio State. They're just a lot talented, and they got their non-conference schedule. So there's that. So they'll have plenty of time to break in whoever. But yeah, I'm going with Ohio State still. You can go Penn State as well. And of course, on the other side of the spectrum of the Big Ten, there's, you know, you got Wisconsin or Iowa, but Wisconsin always is, they're not a bad, I mean, they have a great program. I mean, Paul Chris has done a hell of a job with it since taking over. And Wisconsin always has a bruising team. They just, for whatever reason, could never get a quarterback. Fullbacks, running backs, and tight ends, Wisconsin is awesome with. It's just the quarterback. They need that guy. If they can get that guy, then they'll win the Big Ten. You know, completely. Iowa is just Iowa. I mean, Kirk Ferentz, they're going to win games. They're going to give teams hard times. Now in the ACC, it's going to be Clemson. I know Trevor Lawrence has graduated, but the backup he got some game time because, you know, Trevor Lawrence had some COVID issues. I don't know his name off by hand because I'm podcasting from my car and I don't have my laptop with me, so I'm going by the backup from the other day. You know, for the other, you know, he played, you know, a few games. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't know names. I'm just saying the backup, the other guy. And, I mean, Clemson's obviously going to be a top dog until then. People are loving NC State. According to some of the magazines, I just don't understand why. I mean, I'm sure they'll be good this year, but at least in the, you know, at least in terms of the, you know, the ACC, but that's really about it. I mean, they're not going to do much of anything else. So, Atlantic, you got probably Clemson, Coastal. Virginia Tech is always third in this, and I don't know why, but Coastal, I'm probably going to go with North Carolina because people love them so much. And, you know, they had that really good quarterback, Sam Howell. So, that helps. So, yeah, I mean, of course, it's a Carolina Blue team, so, or whatever they call them. Tobacco Road or Bubble, I don't know, whatever. So they're always going to be, well, you know, in their thing, in their eyes. So, yeah, let's go with Clemson in North Carolina. Clemson wins the ACC because they're Clemson. So, let's see, Big Ten, Ohio State, Clemson, ACC. Big 12, Oklahoma, for the most part, I mean, they pretty much lock and reload. And that's pretty much what they're going to do. You know, Texas had, you know, it looked like Texas was going to do something with Erlinger, but
They took some big step backwards, and that's about it. So, yeah, let's go with Oklahoma on that. SEC, I'm going with Bama. I mean, basically, it's usual suspects. Bama is replacing their QB. And Georgia could be, you know, could be fit to, you know, challenge them this year. But I'll stick with Alabama. There's always LSU, but, you know, enjoy your national title because that was once in a thing. And now we got the Pac-12. God, does anybody watch Pac-12? I mean, there's the Pac-12 After Dark, what you always joke about, but I guess I'm just gonna have to go to Oregon from there for that conference. They always Oregon always dominates, but Utah, I guess, is look out for Utah as well. Utah could do some things this year. You know what? I'm gonna flip it. Instead of going to Oregon, I'm gonna go with Utah. I'm gonna take Utah. So yeah. So Power 5, let's see, Pac-12, Utah, ACC, Clemson, Ohio State, Big 10, Big 12, Oklahoma, SEC, Alabama. Wow, that was pretty easy, wasn't it? I mean, well, that's what happens with a parody in college football. And now these guys can make names off themselves. It's going to be pretty much, you know, the same as usual. I guess I can talk about Pitt. You know, Jesus, if I could have just got, you know, had Pitt's schedule in front of me, I could have broken down what I would think about this season with them. I guess I could do it on the next podcast. Yeah, I can do it tomorrow, actually. Because I'll be, you know, when I'm picking my kids up, because Lord knows I'll be sitting here for another half hour anyway. Why not? But what's been going on in my world since, you know, this whole thing? I mean, this is my first podcast, I think, this month, I think. You know, obviously, kids went back. We had to do the whole school shopping thing. And, you know, I got a Fire Stick. And you know what? I got rid of cable. I actually am using YouTube TV right now. And I got, like, I got that Red Zone package for $10 extra. And the ACC Network, and I'm actually loving it so far. And I think I'll use it. Sling TV has the ACC Network and NFL Network for $10 extra. And their first month promotional is $10. So I may see how YouTube TV is. And I may end up switching to Sling if, I don't know, just to get the promotional. You know, because that's a good way to save money. It's just cancel one and go to the other. get the other promotional. But I mean, I like the YouTube TV. I like the picture quality. I really don't care if the live feed, the streaming feed is behind the actual feed, because I'm just trying to watch the game. I could care less about the if it's behind or not. I mean, if I'm worried about seeing something on Twitter before it happens, I just won't watch Twitter or look at Twitter. But Twitter's been very helpful to me, because, like, you know, if I have to, you know, just about any TV show series, I mean, people spend so much time talking about it when it's on that I know every episode. I mean, Twitter broke down Breaking Bad for me. I mean, Game of Thrones, I mean, man, you guys were there for, ooh, yep, I just saw almost a near accident in the carpool. Road rage and near accidents always in the carpool. But yeah. I mean, you guys broke these down for me. I mean, I really don't have a desire to watch them now, because you guys all talked about them on your Twitter feeds that I don't need to watch Game of Thrones now. And it's like, yeah, you know, you should watch Game of Thrones. I know you're like a bachelor now. You should catch up on it. It's like, nah, you know, I've heard about so much on Twitter that I don't need to waste my time watching every goddamn season of that thing. You know, I'll watch the Police Academy movies and some other stuff. I mean, or IMDb TV has Unsolved Mysteries streaming nonstop. I mean, the commercials are annoying as hell, but I love Unsolved Mysteries. I mean, I used to be afraid. What used to get me always was the ghost episodes. But now that I have kids, what really breaks me up now, I can care less about the ghost episodes. Don't bother me. It's the episodes where the kids are being taken apart, you know, by strangers. Like I saw one where a priest, I guess, or pastor, or reverend, or whatever, approached two poor kids, and they were siblings, and they said, "Oh, you know, my mom, your mom wanted me to pick you guys up." He got them dressed. And he auctioned them off for adoption. I mean, that was heartbreaking. I mean, and you got to see the kids being torn apart in the reenactment. Like, and seeing them, like, you know, the one little girl crying because she's getting on a bus or in someone's car because she wants her mommy. I mean, that stuff broke me up more than the ghosts, you know, and the people getting murdered and whatnot. I mean, those things really got me now. So now when those come on, I flip off Unsolved Mysteries and wait for the next one. Or it's like, you know, because the ghost ones used to always freak me out, or the murder ones. Now it's like the freaking lost loved ones. I mean, those are ones that really get me at this age now. I think mainly because, you know, well, yeah, I'm no longer with the person I'm with. So, yeah, I got to kind of witness that up front. Well, my kids weren't torn apart. It's just they went to another, you know, we split up. So, obviously, they went to go live with her, and we're going back and forth. So, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, that was a tough thing to deal with because, yeah, because the kids have been, you know, I lived with them for so long. But, you know, it's been a big adjustment, and they are doing pretty well with it, you know. So, yeah, I mean, those things are never easy. They never are. Now, I guess as we keep going here, now COVID obviously is getting. It's especially the last few weeks, as you guys know, the COVID cases are rising, and I try to stay out. I don't try to talk about vaccine or masks on my Twitter feed or even on this podcast anymore. But I'll talk about it here. I'm not going to give my opinion about it. I'm just going to tell you what I'm observing. Everywhere I go now, doesn't matter where, people stop wearing their masks. And the mask issue isn't so much a political thing anymore. People used to think it was, you know, that one group of people with political beliefs hate the masks. People in general now are just tired of wearing them. You have one group that just, they've been over this whole thing from the beginning. You're not going to tell them otherwise. And you have one group who got vaccinated and they felt that they were thinking that was required, and they're just done wearing masks. They're not doing it. They're like, nope, fuck it. I got vaccinated. I did this shit for about over a year. I'm not doing this anymore. Fuck it. So that's pretty much what we have going on right now. I mean, you have one group that was just over from the beginning because they just, you know, they weren't doing it. They just felt that this wasn't that, you know, it's like getting the flu, and so they just didn't do it in general. I mean, of course they had to do it because they were forced to, and they got obviously sick of it. But you have another group that just they did it and they got vaccinated. Now they're just over the whole shebang. And me personally, I mean, I got vaccinated. I still wear my mask. I don't try to preach about mask wearing and whatnot anymore. I just, you know, everybody's gonna do what they feel is right. Well, not right, but what they want, I guess. Or not so much right, but what's gonna work for them. So, I mean, I'm technically high risk because I have a history of asthma. So I'm gonna wear my mask and, you know, keep doing what I'm doing. I mean, I'm sure when the booster comes out, I'll get the booster. But I'm going to do what I can to protect myself because, you know, technically I'm one of those people that's supposedly high, you know, that's high risk because I have a history of asthma. So I'm going to do what I need to do. I mean, I exercise. I mean, I try to watch what I eat now. I try to stay, I try to stay as good at health as anybody. But everybody's going to do what's going to work for them now. I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, if you're going to get vaccinated, if you're going to, stay out of crowds and not wear, whatever, that's what you're going to do. I mean, as long as you're, being careful, that's all that matters. I mean, as long as people are just being careful about what's going on. That's all we can do, and people just, they take care of themselves, and when they get sick, they take care of themselves. I mean, it's, yeah. But, I'm not sure. I think right now, unfortunately, this is something, we have to live around now. I mean, there's not going to be, I doubt there's going to be another shutdown. I doubt there's going to be any lockdowns either. I mean, we're out. I mean, the government's not going to, I don't think the government's going to issue any more money than they have. I mean, they can't, I don't think. So they want us out, and they want us out. They want us trying to live, trying to work, and everything. So that's basically what, I'm just going to basically end it here, you guys, because I'm not much else to talk about, and I'm not going to ramble on my COVID, but I'm just giving you, just from my perspective, what I'm seeing. People in general just are just over it. So that's why you're seeing a lot of these people, they're not wearing their masks and whatnot. It's not some entirely political things. It's just, you got people that are just over, they're just over it all. But anyways, guys, make sure, check out the Spotify Green Room. It's a free app, free to download and use. You can follow, do group chats, follow live sporting events with people. It's almost like a Twitter type of live podcast in a way. Check it out. Go to the iOS store or the Google Play store. Download it. Link your Twitter and whatnot, and have fun with it, you guys. And you know what, guys? Enjoy the rest of your week. I'm sure I'll be back tomorrow or, Wednesday to do the pulpit thing. But hell to pit. Bye.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.